Here's a group in Israel that never shut down, the Women of the Wall. For years, they've been battling Israel's ultra-Orthodox religious establishment to allow women to pray at Judaism's holiest site, the Western Wall. The Women of the Wall are still active, but they did back down from their long-standing demand to pray at a section of the wall next to men. Instead, the women have agreed to hold their monthly prayer service at a spot away from the main section of the wall. Women of the Wall's Anat Hoffman joins me now. First of all, Anat, remind us what Women of the Wall is all about.
We are a group of women from all denominations. We are Reform, Conservative, Orthodox, Reconstructionists, and others. And we pray together every month, celebrating the new month. And we've been doing it for 25 years together. And we are trying to pray together at the Western Wall. And the authorities that be, meaning the ultra-Orthodox that have full jurisdiction over the wall, they do everything they can to stop us because as women they feel we would best be praying with our lips moving and our mouth shut.
You've been spit on and jeered while reciting prayers. Don't you ever just want to say enough is enough, we're out of here, we'll do our own thing?
Not at all. It is not because of the attacks of the bullies at the wall that we have decided to change direction. It is not because we were arrested and strip searched and handcuffed and leg cuffed and been in jail with prostitutes and child abusers. What's happening now is that we talk to everyone so far except for the people who can actually change reality. And now Prime Minister Netanyahu has begun a process of asking us to sit and negotiate how do we envision another plaza, a plaza that is next to the Western Wall. How do you envision it, asks us the Prime Minister. And we have a choice, either to continue to be activists that are very idealistic, very pure, and very few, or to take the enormous support that we've received all over the Jewish world and sit at the table and make a shift from activists to negotiators.
So what is that vision, Anat? What are your demands, or what's the most important demand you want met?
The demand is, first of all, equality. That the new plaza that will be next to the other plaza will be equal in its budgets, in its signage, in everything. That there will be one entrance, that it will be open 24 hours, 7 days a week. There will be no reservations needed, it will be not for pay. That it will be a place where we run, we call the shots. Is that how Americans say?
Yes.
We call the shots. We will encourage people to celebrate together, and we will try to have a very welcoming atmosphere. Israel has a huge challenge as a Jewish state to be the big supermarket of Jewish experiences, to be the Disneyland of the Jews, the Club Med for the Jewish soul. And and right now, we have one product on the shelf. So we're changing a phase. You know, I used to be Israel's swimming champion.
Swimming champion.
And I used to swim individual medley. And as you know, after you do the first 100 butterfly, you move to backstroke. That's what Women of the Wall are doing. We are now changing to a new stroke. We're now going to negotiate with the big guys, with the Prime Minister, with the whole Jewish world behind us. And we will say we deserve a place at the wall, and together with us, everybody else. And I envision, yes, a bat mitzvah at the wall. You know, there's never been a bat mitzvah at the wall. 100,000 bar mitzvahs a year and not one bat mitzvah ever.
And you're out to change that. Women of the Wall's Anat Hoffman, thanks so much. Good to speak with you.
You're welcome. Bye.